أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا ناديتم إلى الصلاة اتخذوها هزوا ولعبا ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. In this ayat, this ayat Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala gives an example why Allah gave the command that we should not befriend the non-believers, we should not have love for them, and we should not be in their companionship. What are the harm particular instance Allah is referring to? And this is by way of example, otherwise all other matters also related to the similar things that also form the basis why the command of Allah Ta'ala that we should not befriend them, have love for them, or be in their companionship. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اور جب تم کو پکارا جاتے ہیں نماز کے لیے. And when you are called for namaz, that is when the adhan is given, then اتخذوها حزوا ولعبا, تو وہ ٹھہراتے ہیں اس کو ہنسی اور کھیل. Then these non-believers, they make a joke out of the adhan and they take it as a light matter. They don't take it as anything serious also, and they make a joke out of it. Like commonly it is in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Jews used to say that these people are getting up for namaz, may it happen that they can never make namaz. They should make ruku, sajda, then they should say, may it happen that they can never make their ruku and sajda. And till today also, though there are non-Muslims who appreciate the adhan, and they respect the adhan, but there are others who don't. And very sadly, from amongst our own people, they make objections of the adhan, and they will go and complain to the police, etc., about the adhan, while there are those non-Muslims. But the non-Muslims generally do not appreciate this namaz, and they make a joke out of it. There was one Christian person in Medina Sharif in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and whenever the adhan was called, and Ashhadu Anna Muhammad Rasulullah used to say, we said in the adhan, then Na'uzubillah, 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 so he should say, may the liar burn in the fire. That baddua he should make for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. This is the animosity, hatred that they have got for the adhan. It so happened on one night he was sleeping with his family in his house, and his female servant was carrying some charcoal fire, and one spark of it went off from the way she was carrying, and the whole house caught fire. And the whole family with the house got burned down. Allah Ta'ala showed that making a joke and talking bad about Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what the evil results of it was already in this world. And the year after, of course, the worst and terrible fire of Jahannam is waiting. The fire of this dunya is also no light thing, it's no small thing. We all dread it completely. To just get burnt also, and to burn to death, how terrible, and the whole family has to be burnt to death, and then in the akhirat also. So to make a, and the lesson that we learn from here, from any matters of deen, to make a joke out of it, to take it lightly, is a serious matter. The non-Muslims here in this ayat, and in the coming ayat, are warned about it. But we should be even warned even more that we stay away from making a joke of or taking lightly any matter of deen. Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, کہ وہ لوگ بے عقل ہیں. And the reason for this is that those people haven't got brains. They might think that they are clever, but the real matter, and that is of deen, which is from Allah Ta'ala, which is the absolute, the Qur'an Sharif. There is no kitab like the Qur'an Sharif. All the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nobody in the world could speak words like that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and to take that lightly, etc., to make a joke out of it, is a clear sign that these people haven't got brains. And when they haven't got brains, then how can you befriend such people? How can you love such people? How can you be in the companionship of such people? Therefore, we are warned against that. Then this reality, may Allah make it that it dawns upon us, and we realize it, and we remain firm on deen, and with the people of true iman. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.